Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Keller Broken Heart Ranch, a leader in Simmental and Simmangus genetics, invites you to their first annual Heart of the Herd Fall Elite Female Sale Wednesday, December 10th at the ranch in Mandan, North Dakota. Selling 86 registered bred heifers, 8 breed-leading donors, and 12 elite young cows. Literally the absolute top of the herd. Bid and buy online at dvauction.com. Catalogs, videos, and sale information available at kbhrsimmental.com and ranchchannel.com. Don't miss this exciting Simmental and Simmangus event Wednesday, December 10th, Keller Broken Heart Ranch.
You can call it a dispersion if you want. We're calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For over 5 decades, the Moose Creek Red Angus cow herd has done what few ever do, and that's quietly shape a program that stood the test of time. And now is your chance to build that legacy. The Moose Creek Red Angus Dispersal Sale, December 22nd and 23rd at the ranch, Hisbee, Saskatchewan, Canada. Selling 1,000 head of elite purebred Red Angus cattle. All sale information available at MooseCreekRedAngus.com and RanchChannel.com. This isn't just a sale, it's an opportunity, a chance to bring home the kind of cattle that built a legacy. Beef consumption in the United States is still climbing, even as the nation's cattle herd shrinks due to low prices, drought, and market instability. Recent border closures to Mexican cattle over New World screwworm concerns and former tariffs on Brazilian beef help drive both cattle and beef prices to unusually strong levels. President Trump has pledged to bring beef prices down. In the past 6 weeks, his administration has removed tariffs on South American food products, reversed the Brazilian beef tariffs, and moved to sharply increase Argentinian beef allowed under tariff quotas. The result? The fastest and steepest drop in feeder cattle futures ever recorded. But consumers haven't seen lower prices at the meat counter. Even with cattle prices falling about 20% from their highs, boxed beef prices actually climbed through October and have only recently leveled off, moving in the opposite direction of what the White House intended. And for those that think the price of ground beef may be too high, let's take a look at 45 years ago compared to now. In 1980, ground beef was $1.39 per pound. Today, right around 6.25 per pound. That's an increase of 355% over the last 45 years. Buying a bag of Doritos back in 1980 cost you right around a buck. Today, they're going to be $5.94. That's an increase of 500%. A cup of coffee back in 1980 was 40 cents compared to $3.50 today, a 775% increase. So no, beef is not too high. And that is your Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap.